好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是挖灾何其烦呢？
The sermon title today is the burden of the frog plague.
讲到一切有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to the Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你借着话语来教导我们。
We thank you. You teach us through your words.
帮助我们行走天路。
To help us to walk on the heaven path.
主，我们再次的感谢你。
Lord, once again, we thank you.
因为你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because your words are the light of our path.
你要帮助我们。
Will help us.
借着你话语的眼光和角度去透视这个世界。
Through the view and angle of words to let us to see through the world.
继续的带领我们。
Please guide us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，挖灾何其烦呢？我其实是有些好奇了。法老王面对埃及地凡有水的地方都变成了血。
So when Pharaoh saw that every place in Egypt where there was water was turning to blood,
他竟然无动于衷啊！
He still remained unmoved.
仍然是我行我素。
And continued to do whatever he wanted.
圣经说法老是转身就进宫。
The Bible just says that Pharaoh turned and went into his palace.
而且他也不把这事放在心上。有一点像历代的独裁者一样。
It's just like the many dictators throughout history.
面对百姓民不聊生的光景，视而不见呢。
And when they see people suffering and struggling to survive, they just choose just not to take look at it.
许许多的独裁者同样是转身进入宫斗戏里边，对吧
？So many of those dictators just turned their own just palace drama just to.Continue to play their role.
最是无情帝王家嘛。
So what is that? It's just the palace place is a place which just comes so cruel.
一旦进入到宫斗戏里边的杀戮角色，那也就只能扮演一些狠辣的角色了，对吧
？Once they just turn into their own palace drama, continue to play the role of violence.
有的时候心里边也会灰心想想该怎么办呢
So in this situation, what can be done?
我们来看看上帝的作为好不好
Let's take a look of God's word.
看他是如何施行拯救留下生门给足了机会
So let's see how God carries the out salvation, how he lifts a way out, and how he gives people more and more opportunity.
我们来看第一点
Let's look at the first point.
使青蛙糟蹋你的事境
Frogs overrun the land.
有时候我也觉得有点可爱了。
Sometimes it seems like a lovely.
上帝的刑罚会用青蛙来管教人。
God uses frog as a punishment.
我发现，当然，神与人的不同在哪里呢
？So what's the difference between God and human beings?
上帝常常是用一些小物件来完成他的大作为，对吧
？God often uses very small things to accomplish his great works.
青蛙本身就不大嘛，对吧
？Frogs.Are not big.
但是就怕多呀，对不对
？But which is concerned, there are too many.
首先，第四次见面。
First of all, this is the fourth meeting.
可能法老也忘了呀。
Pharaoh may have forgotten.
这一次是摩西与法老第四次见面了。
This is already the fourth time Moses meet Pharaoh.
大家还记得前几次见面的光景吗
？Do you still remember the previous times with their meeting?
第一次见面，摩西就直接要求法老：“你放人吧。”
At the first meeting, Moses asked Pharaoh to let the people go.
法老不但不放人，反倒还给以色列人增加了工作量，对吧
？Pharaoh not let the people go, he just increased the workload.
他减少甚至断绝了供应那些蒲草啊。
He reduced it, even cut off the supply of straw.
但是打砖的数量一块都不可以少。
However, the number of bricks they had to produce did not decrease.
第二次是丢杖变成蛇，对吧
？At a second meeting, Moses threw down his staff and became a serpent.
结果人家法老自己的博士、术士，也用邪术照样而行啊。
But Pharaoh's own wise men and sorcerers did the same tricks.
法老的本身的悖逆的本性，爆棚啊。
So Pharaoh's rebellious nature was fully exposed.
他的本性就是心里刚硬啊。
And that is his heart was hardened.
他看希伯来奴隶是他自己的财产啊。
He just viewed the Hebrew slaves as his assets.
都是自己的韭菜，都是自己的羊毛啊。
They're just like a tool for him to use.
当然不那么轻易就肯让神的百姓离开了。
So he just refused to easily let the people go.
第三次相见呢？
And the third meeting,
是神给摩西出主意啊。
God gave Moses a plan.
呀，让他仍旧呀，让他与仍旧悖逆的法老在水边偶遇。
He just told Moses to meet Pharaoh by the river, so like a chance encounter.
借着这个机会劝说法老的放人呗。
And in order to urge the Pharaoh to release the people.
这个时候法老已经有一些悖逆神的经验与快感了。
By now, Pharaoh had already tasted experience thanOut of resisting God.
心想耶和华是谁啊？
In his heart, he just thought, who is the Lord?
你又奈我何呢？
And what can he do to me?
这才有神向埃及所施的第一灾嘛。
And that is why God just brought upon Egypt the first plague.
也就是血水灾，大家记得吧？
And that is the plague of water turning into blood.
你想想也很像我们1314年那个时候中国大陆的光景，对吧？
It's similar to 2013 and 2014.In China.
听说是浙江省的省委书记当年夏宝龙就看见温州各处有很多的教堂，很多的十字架竖起来，竖得蛮高的。
And the chairman of the 浙江 and he just saw in 温州 and there's many cross in the churches that are there.
他心想你耶稣基督是谁啊？
And he just thought that who Jesus Christ is.
凭什么你教堂的十字架竖那么高呢？
And why you just lift the cross so high?
我就把你的十字架全给拆了。
I'll just tear it down.
有些教堂比较大的，比如永嘉的三江教堂，拆了毁了。
And he just contracted destroy and those crosses for the big churches.
我不知道他拆了多少间。
I don't know how many churches that.The cross he destroyed.
但是有些海外的自媒体说报道说在拆了2000多家的教堂。
We just heard the news just and it's about 2,000.
所以我猜夏宝龙也有他自己的经验和快感吧。
So I'm just guessing maybe the officer 夏宝龙 has his own experience in this.
他现在人好像去了香港了。
Sounds like just that says he's now moved to Hong Kong.
所以我们真是要为香港的教会祷告。
We really need to pray for the churches in Hong Kong.
这个人或者这类人会不会都是教会的杀手呢？
Well, this type of people, they're just like a killer of the church.
请弟兄姐妹常常的为香港教会、中国国内的三自教会祷告了。
So, brothers and sisters, we just need to pray for the churches in China and also Hong Kong.
其次呢？青蛙上你身。
Secondly, the frogs come upon you.
第四次见面。
So this is a fourth meeting.
同样，耶和华吩咐摩西怎么说呢
？So once again, the Lord just said to Moses.
他说：“你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
”Go into Pharaoh and say to him, and thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me.
当然在神的全知中，耶和华神当然知道法老的态度是悖逆的。
Of course, in God's perfect knowledge, the Lord already knew Pharaoh's rebellious attitude.
以及与神为敌的本性啊。
And his nature of sinning against God.
但是神仍然是一而再、再而三的忍耐。
However, God was just still very patient again and again.
好像他总是给法老一个悔改的机会。同时呢，神也向法老发出一个警告啊。
At the same time, God issued a clear warning to Pharaoh.
你若不肯容他们去，
If you refuse to let him go,
我必使青蛙践踏你的四境。
Behold, I will plague all your territory with frogs.
可能法老心里边想啊。
In Pharaoh's mind,
我埃及尼罗河青蛙还少吗？
He promised God, what kind of just plague is this? And are we just short of the frogs?
这叫什么灾啊？
What kind of plague it is?
我埃及的青蛙简直就是我们埃及人民的福利啊。
So the frogs in Egypt would actually benefit from me.
一是可以为埃及的良田吃虫子，对吧？
They eat insects in the fields.
而且还可以成为埃及人桌上的美味佳肴啊。
And also they could even become a delicious dish on the table.
所以我猜埃及对这个灾没感觉。
So just, I guess that maybe the Egypt, they just don't quite care about this plague.
最后是容我的百姓去呗。
Finally, let my people go.
弟兄姐妹，凡事都有两面性的，对吧？
So brother sister, everything has two sides.
总是过犹不及，物极则反了。
When something goes too far, it turns into the opposite.
青蛙一多，这性质就变了。
When there were just a few frogs, it was fine. But when there are too many, everything.
圣经说河里要滋生青蛙。
So the Bible just said, and the river shall swarm with frogs.
这青蛙要上来进你的宫殿呐、啊。
They shall come up and enter your palace.
不但如此，还喝进你的卧室。
And your bedroom.
要上你的床榻
Your bed.
连你陈仆的房屋上你的百姓连你的灶炉灶和你的团面盆都要上个青蛙
They shall go into the houses of your officials and all your people and into your ovens and your kneading bowls
我觉得我好像能够体会法老的感觉他真的烦死了
So I feel like I just can feel how Pharaoh's feeling He just feel kind of just aSo, can I stand it?
这次法老他第一次松口了。
This time, and Pharaoh finally softened.
圣经说法老召了摩西和亚伦来说请你们求耶和华使这青蛙离开我和我的民吧。
Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people.
我就容百姓去祭祀耶和华了。
And I will let the people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord.
我讲章写的这觉得他实属不易啊。
So when I just wrote the sermon to this point, I was thinking Pharaoh was just really, just.
他以耶和华的仆人摩西见了四次面。
After meeting with the servants of the Lord for Pharaoh.
遭了两次灾。
After two plagues.
此时此刻的法老才松了一口气。
And Pharaoh finally opened his.
他松了一只口。试问还有谁会说神对法老不留情面呢？
So, who can still say that God showed Pharaoh no mercy?
还有谁会说神对法老不给他机会呢？
Who can say God did not give Pharaoh opportunity?
看看神这种百般的忍耐应该够本了吧？
With God's patience, is that enough?
我们看第二点
Let's look at the second point.
青蛙就遮满了埃及地
Frogs covered the land of Egypt
好吧这次青蛙真的来了
All right, this time the frogs really
神的警告可不是开玩笑的对不对
God's warning was not joking
他真的是必使青蛙践踏刀糟蹋你的四境啊
I will plague all your territory with frogs
可能法老心里还是概念不清楚摸不着状况
PerhapsStill did not fully understand.
首先是无处不在的充满。
First, frogs fill every corner.
我猜想法老听见摩西的话呢，并没有能力去穿透话语的力度。
I imagine that when Pharaoh heard Moses' words, he had no idea of the force behind them.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about a reason?
任何一个人
Any person.
当他处于愚昧人光景的时候，哪怕是法老。
When he's in his ignorance, including Pharaoh,
他是根本没有能力明白神的话语的。
He simply cannot comprehend and God's word.
其实神讲得很明白了。
Actually, God said very clearly.
神说我必使青蛙糟蹋你的四境，他没感觉啊。
And God just said, let the frog. I will plague all the territories of frogs.
那神就再讲具体一点呗。
So God just make it more practical.
他说河里要滋生青蛙，这句可能没感觉。
God said the river shall swamp with frogs.
这青蛙要上来进你的宫殿，他都无法想象。
They shall come up and enter a palace. Maybe he cannot imagine.
不但如此，还要进你的卧室。
Not only that, your bedroom.
他可能心想，怎么可能呢？
And Pharaoh may think.
摩西继续说，还会上你的床榻耶。
And your bed.
他想，那我不会把他打赶走吗？
Pharaoh just thought, maybe I can just get rid of them.
不但如此，还要进你臣仆的房屋。不但你下面的官长啊、臣仆都要进去。
Not only you, Pharaoh, they should just go into the houses of your officials.
不但进臣仆的房屋，还要上你百姓的身上。
Not only the officials, also on your people.
就是埃及所有人都要受这个影响了。
And meaning everyone.
甚至再往前走，是要进你的炉灶。
And then into your ovens.
一煮饭全部都是青蛙。
When you Once you open the oven and the frogs are in there.
也包括你的团面盆呢。
And also your kneading.
看来埃及人喜欢吃面嘛。
So it seems like the Egyptian, they just like the.
有一个面盆，大家合了以后做面包、做面条，那个团面盆呢，对吧
？And the kneading bowls.
法老一下子懵了。
So at a moment, the Pharaoh was completely stunned.
What
was going on?
我们埃及人又不是不认识青蛙呀。
And we Egyptian, we knew frog.
但是他们怎么会一下子冒出来这么多呢
？How come they made so how could so many appear?
而且这么多青蛙好像是一支纪律严明的军队啊。
And they just moved like an army.
呀，冲锋陷阵，毫不退缩。
And this advanced without hesitation.
直到达到目的，真的充满了埃及的全地了。
And it just filled every corner of the land of Egypt.
我很难想象当时可怕到什么样的地步。
I just couldn't imagine how terrible the situation looks.
其次是不分贵贱与高低。
Second, everyone equal.
上帝的神迹其实都是众生平等的。
So.God's just the sign wonder, and everyone is just equal.
埃及人是习惯凡事讲地位、讲尊卑、看官长的眼色吧。
The Egyptians were used to rank, status, and looking to officials for favor.
这埃及的贵胄与皇族也万万没有想到，怎么青蛙一来，全然不给我们这些贵族面子呢
？And even the king's palace nobles and officials, they. And their servants, they just could not really understand what happened.
甚至是连埃及的王公、贵胄、官长、臣仆，也被青蛙一视同仁，人人平等啊。
So for the king's palace, nobles, officials, and their servants, and the frogs treated them all equally.
往日的威严不见了。
So in the past, those kind of power disappeared.
官长对百姓说一句话，百姓吓得马上下跪的那种满优越感、满足感没有了。
Those higher rank feeling is gone.
我们不难想象一下。
Let's just imagine that.
青蛙充满了王宫。
So the frogs in the palace were just full of there.
也进入了贵胄的房屋。
And also just entered the house of the officials.
就算可能是伤害性不大。
Even though if there's not much harm,
但不就是多了几个青蛙在那里活蹦乱跳吗
？And just some extra frogs that just jumping there.
但是在感受上是侮辱性、羞辱性是极强的。
But in terms of the humiliation and the shame, the impact was huge.
怎么我们伟大、光荣、正确的青蛙会听从境外势力的指挥呢
？How could our great glories and the noble frogs obey a foreign power?
如同今天埃及的，不是。那个伊朗的独裁者也同样的感受了。
It's just like the dictator in Iran is the same feeling.
怎么我波斯人民会听从呀美帝国主义的这个境外势力的声音呢
？How come we just Persian? We just listen to the outside of the voice of the U.S.
法老王也百思不得其解。
The Pharaoh just cannot understand.
最关键的是这个境外势力呢？还是我们埃及人眼中的希伯来奴隶所相信的上帝。
And the most shocking part is their foreign power was a God that an Egyptian despised.
就是耶和华神了。
And that is the Lord God.
这是埃及法老想不通的一点。
This is what the Pharaoh and the Egyptian Pharaoh cannot understand.
最后呢，是行法术的来补刀啊。
Finally, sorcerers make things worse.
埃及法老常常以他们有博士、硕士为荣、为力量。
But the Pharaoh of Egypt was always proud of his wise men and his sorcerers.
因为这些人都是属于行法术的人嘛，对吧
？Because they were skilled in magic.
结果这一次全乱了。
But this time everything went wrong.
亚伦呢，使他就深葬在埃及的诸水之上啊。
Aaron stretched out his staff over the water of Egypt.
这葬一深，这青蛙就遍满遮盖了。埃及地了。
When he stretched out the staffs, and the frogs just covered the land of Egypt.
我们不妨想一想。
Let's think about this.
按道理来说，埃及的博士、硕士，他们应该做些什么事呢
？In logic, what were the Pharaoh's wise men and sorcerers supposed to?
是不是应该做一些减少青蛙存在的事情呢
？Shouldn't they have tried to reduce the frogs or stop them?
可是愚昧人的只会模仿啊。
But the fool foolish men could only imitate.
圣经说用他们的邪术照样而行。
The Bible says they also used their secret arts to produce frogs.
请记住，愚昧人是没有创意的。
Remember this, and the fools, they just have no.
对于先进技术，只能偷，只能抢，只能骗了。
And they can only steal and just cheat.
结果证明什么呢？
So what was proved?
行法术的，除了也叫青蛙上埃及地，别的就不会了。
So the magician they can only just make the frogs and to Egypt, nothing else.
但最后的结果，我们发现他只能是帮倒忙了。
In the end, all their magic could not help but just the could do was the, to help to let the frogs cover the land.
最后做的事情的果效呢是一无是处了。
And the effect was just kind of in vain.
行法术的无能。
The sorcerer's inability.
法老也看见了。
Clear in
我猜这才有法老会松口让以色列离开的道理在这里了。
And this was finally why Pharaoh softened and allowed the Israelites to leave.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
就硬着心不肯听他们。
He hardened his heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这一次可是法老第一次主动来找摩西的。
This is the first time Pharaoh took the initiative to call Moses.
圣经记载说，法老就召了摩西、亚伦来，请你们求耶和华使这青蛙离开我们，离开我和我的民，我就容你们去祭祀耶和华了。
The Bible says Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let people go to offer sacrifice to the Lord."
首先是出于血气的反应。
First, a fleshly reaction.
法老为什么会同意以色列人离开埃及呢？
Why did Pharaoh agree to let the Israelites leave Egypt?
Yeah, 可能连法老自己也未必晓得，会不会啊？
Honestly, even Pharaoh himself might not have known.
有没有想想这个原因呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
其实我们也不一定找得到所谓的原因。
Actually, we just may not even just find a solid reason.
当然，我们可能唯一合理的猜测是什么呢？
So perhaps the only reasonable guess is
就是一下子多了这么多青蛙
and that is that with so many frogs appear
出现在埃及全地
all over Egypt
真是令我们法老是不厌其烦的
Pharaoh,
不胜其烦
the Pharaoh just simply could not bear it
从上文下理来看呢
from what I've seen so far
可以说法老真是烦透了
Pharaoh was just completely
他烦到一个地步，连祈求神的态度也都忽略不计了。
So exasperated that he did not even care.
礼貌上，法老对摩西，他的确是有用一个请字。
Out of courtesy, Pharaoh used the word please.
他对待神呢，也有用一个求字。
And the word pray was gone.
但是当他遇到自己所看重的权柄的时候呢
？But when he just came to his own Church authority,
我们发现他却丝毫不肯放手、啊、
He did not even
仍旧坚持自己法老的权柄与老我
He still insisted on his own power.
他说我就容百姓去祭祀耶和华好像上帝的子民要敬拜耶和华还要经过你三次教会宗教局这些敌基督的政权怎么可能嘛
And Pharaoh said I will let peoplego to offer sacrifices to the Lord. It's just like those, the religious the officials in China say this kind of word.
要其次是等待明天的盼望。
Secondly, waiting for tomorrow's hope.
法老可能自己也忘了。
Pharaoh may have forgotten that.
他自己并不是那一位创天造地的主啊。
He was not a creator of heaven and earth.
他也没有能力去指挥青蛙去充满埃及地啊。
Also, he had no power to command the frogs to cover all of Egypt.
但是却想让整个埃及人都喊着三呼万岁啊。
However, he just wanted that all the people and Egypt would just exalt him.
独裁者总是希望别人喊他万岁万岁万万岁，自己骗自己嘛。
So the dictator just self-cheating that they just want everyone just exalt him.
摩西当然也知道法老的无知了。
Of course, Moses knew Pharaoh's ignorance.
也没有心情去与他去计较。
But he just did not argue or quarrel with him.
但是摩西却是认真的面对法老的愚昧与无知的。
Instead, Moses seriously face Pharaoh's foolishness.
Yeah, 当然他也看出法老并没有悔改的生命。
Moses also saw that Pharaoh had no heart of repentance.
他怎么对法老说呢？
What did he say to Pharaoh?
他说任凭你吧。
Moses said to Pharaoh, whatever you say.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，任凭两个字不简单的。
Brothers and sisters, the words whatever you say are not simple.
表明法老正在向绝望的方向迈进。
And they just showed that Pharaoh was moving toward despair.
但是摩西仍旧忍耐。
Yet Moses continued patiently.
继续地问法老啊。
He continued to ask Moses.
我要何时为你和你的臣仆，并你的百姓，祈求除灭青蛙，离开你和你的宫殿，只留在河里呢？
When shall I pray for you, your officials, and your people, that the frogs be removed?From you and your palace, leaving only the river.
我觉得这句话如果不是出于圣灵，人讲不出来的。
And this, if it's not from Holy Spirit, human just cannot say this.
那摩西问法老的这句话是精准到位啊。
Moses' question was precise and the intention.
他甚至最后连青蛙的归属地也都表明出来了。
He even specified where the frogs belong.
好像对待青蛙发布一个命令，回到河里去吧。
Just like I give a command to the frogs back to the river.
这一点呀，这个法老不懂啊。
So this part the Pharaoh cannot understand.
不相信上帝的人也是不懂啊。
The unbelievers also do not understand.
青蛙怎么可能听人的命令呢？
How could a frog listen to the human's?
呀，最后是灾祸松缓得心硬。
Finally, disaster is, but the heart remains hard.
接下来的戏码都是我们在出埃及记很熟悉的。
The next scene is one that we're familiar with.
亚摩西向神发出祈求了。
Moses prayed to God.
既然法老愿意放我们离开埃及，那就请将青蛙们留在河里吧。
Since Pharaoh was willing to let people leave Egypt, then Moses asked that the frog be left in a river.
请求神不要再让青蛙上来侵扰。埃及地了吧？
So that they would not just no longer invade Egypt.
我相信这是耶和华与摩西之间的默契了。
I believe this shows the mutual understanding between the Lord and Moses.
就是当摩西为人祷告的时候呢？
So that's when Moses prayed for people.
耶和华总是会听摩西的祷告的。
God listened to Moses' prayer.
这时埃及大地遍地就都腥臭，青蛙死了满到处都是。当然会腥臭嘛。
At this time, the land of Egypt was full of the stench.
相信这也是法老王放人的主要原因啊。
And this was the main reason Pharaoh agreed to let the people go.
但人的本性是不容易改的。
However, human nature is hard to change.
呀，当法老见到灾祸松缓的时候，他怎么办呢？
When Pharaoh just saw that the disasters had eased, what did he do?
圣经说他就硬着心不肯听他们的。
The Bible said.The Pharaoh had hardened his heart and
正如耶和华上帝所说的那样
Just as the Lord had said,
人心比万物都诡诈，谁能识得透呢？
Human hearts are more deceitful than anything else.
人的本性都是好了伤疤忘了疼，对不对？
Human nature is such that once wound heals and we forget the pain.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
青蛙终于离开埃及地了。
The frogs finally left the land of Egypt.
法老的烦恼也随之消失了。
And Pharaoh's immediate troubles disappeared.
但是法老并没有悔改啊。
But Pharaoh did not repent.
他也更加没有认识神啊。
And he still did not truly know God.
这两件礼物他没有得到啊。
He did not receive the two gifts.
一是悔改，二是认识神，他都没有得到。
One is repent, the other is to know God.
他让以色列人离开埃及。
He let the Israelites leave Egypt.
他没有悔改，怎么可能心甘情愿呢？
And without repentance, how could he be just? He just that is so reluctant.
所以他这个允许以色列人走，也是心不甘情不愿的嘛。
Therefore, he allowed Israelites to leave. It was reluctantly.
呀，烦恼的感觉一旦有所缓解
，As soon as discomfort eased,
法老就马上固态从蒙。
Return to his old ways.
他又不让以色列人离开埃及了。
Refusing to let the Israelites go.
啊，当然大家先不要急了。
So we just do not worry.
后面还有八个灾难呢。
There are still the eight plagues to come.
神会让我们看见法老最终走向灭亡的一个必然之路。
Through the plagues, God will just show us the inevitable path that leads Pharaoh to destruction.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们在这里读到了上帝的忍耐。
We read your patience.
我们读到了上帝的怜悯。
And your mercy.
当然我们也读到了法老王的愚昧。
Also the ignorance of the Pharaoh.
当他愚昧的时候，他读不懂神的话语。
When Pharaoh was in ignorance, he could not understand God.
当然也听不懂智慧的话语了。
Also not, he could not understand the wisdom of God.
他只会好了伤疤忘了疼。
He just forget about the wound.
只会刚刚缓解，马上又固态从萌啊。
When the situation eased, and he just did the same thing.
主啊，这不是今天的世人吗？
Lord, isn't that today's world?
灾难来的时候好像很老实。
When disaster came, seems like
灾难一过去又恢复到过去的蛮横骄傲。
When disaster passed and people just back to their old sinful nature.
主啊，求你怜悯吧。
Lord, please give us your mercy.
求你的爱在我们当中。
May your love fill in our hearts.
因为在这城中有你的百姓。
Because there are your people in this city.
谢谢恩主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.